Welcome to my podcast, a First Alpina medium for all employees as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. Your host today is Sylvia Rhyme.
Welcome to my podcast. Everything on Rails was the motto in episode 15. And today we are going to take another look at the Voestalpine railway systems in a second part. Specifically, we are going to get to know more product areas, namely signaling and monitoring systems. My name is Sylvia Reim, and I would like to welcome Günther Neureiter, member of the management board of the Railway Systems Business Unit of the Metal Engineering Division, back to the podcast microphone. Welcome.
Hello. I'm looking forward to our second conversation with you, Mrs. Reim.
Mr. Neureiter, I'm delighted that you have time again. In addition to rails and turnout systems, which we talked about in detail in the September podcast, you also offer signaling and monitoring systems. What exactly is that?
We as Voestalpine Railway Systems, we do offer monitoring diagnostic systems for the infrastructure, speak for turnout and track systems, as well as for the rolling stock. This ranges from hot box detection systems, where we measure hot wheels, hot bearings, hot brakes, up to the loading of the rail cars, or in addition to the flat wheel or any other condition of the rolling stock. And on the infrastructure side, we monitor the development of the overall condition of the systems, track and turnout. And definitely we also combine both monitoring systems, and that's the big advantage. We have rolling stock informations, which trains in which conditions are running over the track, which weight, in which condition of the wheels. And we also see more or less the systems, the track and turnout systems, what is the development there in their critical component. In doing so, we offer permanent monitoring and diagnostic systems and record more or less the condition and the development of the condition. So that's overall allows to optimize the availability of the track as well as the cost for the maintenance. Talking about maintenance, we also offer asset and maintenance management services.
And that's my next question. Asset and maintenance management services, what's that? What do you mean by this?
Yeah, our Centrac software makes it possible to digitalize the information about the track and turnout systems. It gives you information how the system performs, how the conditions develops. We also offer a digital twin to the customer, which exactly shows the condition of the system, which exactly shows what kind of maintenance has been done. And in combination with our monitoring, our diagnostic system, it also tells the customer what needs to be done. So overall, new maintenance strategy is possible. You only get out there to the track when the system or the products tell you to be out there. Mm-hmm. And that, at the end, resides in maximum availability, optimization of maintenance costs, and the reduction of risk that products are not performing. And at the end, we do have to reroute our trains.
This means that the maintenance of intelligent turnouts will function in the same way as a modern car. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. That's how it is. Features and updates can be updated so quick and fewer people are needed on the tracks. This increases safety tremendously. We also have other services to offer. For example, the axle counter system, UniAC, but also fastening systems. So our current product portfolio in the fastening system includes a wide range of fastening solutions, as well as special solutions for special applications and different traffic conditions. For example, heavy good or local mixed traffic.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a remarkable service from Voestalpine Railway Systems. The concept of a total provider becomes clear. Are there any additional services for your customers?
Absolutely. We offer ready services, which starts at the beginning when a railway infrastructure company starts to plan the track. So we offer consulting, engineering for the realization of complex railroad projects. From the planning, development, and the design phase. We are able to support, and we also support during installation. We offer also support in the, as we have discussed, in the maintenance, and we also offer recycling activities. Mm-hmm. So we cover more or less all areas of the activities and the needs of our customers. We are also happy to pass on this expertise and extensive knowledge to our customers. Our global presence with our more than 60 locations globally allow us and enable us to organize both theoretical as well as practical training courses in our training centers, Railway Systems Academies, as we call them now, in their respective national language. And so we contribute to our customers' personal development.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really promising for your customers.
Absolutely. That's it. The added value for our customers is easy to explain. On one side, analysis of track guidance, the wheel-rail interconnection contact for the entire track system. We do engineering. We have the development, as we have already discussed, maintenance strategies and planning for the installation. We do provide the technical services. We provide maintenance services in certain areas and countries already. And we offer, through our academies, workshops, seminars, as well as customized in-house trainings if customers require it. So once again, we supply everything from a single source to an entire system, from the engineering, consulting engineering, to the recycling. And the whole package, the careless package for the customer, more or less.
Sounds great. Even the sleepers?
Exactly, even the sleepers. Mm-hmm. Concrete turnout sleepers is a core element of a track and turnout systems. So we do manufacture these sleepers, turnout sleepers, already on several locations, for example, in Europe, in Romania, or in Germany, or in Austria. And we do have also great manufacturing capabilities in North America, in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And also last year, we acquired another manufacturing facility in Spokane, Washington. So overall, I would say we are well equipped with the total package. And so also the key component, track sleepers and turnout sleepers, are within our portfolio.
Mr. Neureiter, are there any projects that you can describe where you have already supplied complete railway infrastructure systems?
Absolutely. Just to name in Switzerland, the Gotthard Base Tunnel. In Austria, we have the so-called Südbahn, the track to the southern part of Austria, which will connect Vienna with Italy. And there we have supplied the, I would say, high-tech solutions for the Kornbahn as well as for the Semmering track. And also one example, which we will also deliver, and we are also very glad and proud that we have got the order more or less at the end to supply to the UK the high-speed two track turnout systems, the British high-speed rail line, and we have a comprehensive package offered and a comprehensive package on order, which includes more or less the whole range what I have described before.
Mm-hmm. You spoke earlier about the Railway Systems Academy. What exactly can we imagine by that?
Yeah, we have set up the Railway Systems Academy as a training institution, like let's call it a small academy in the terms of a small university that has been established about 5 years ago, includes global training centers where we professionally provide training and knowledge to the railway infrastructure provider and the railway infrastructure sector. So we have experts which have great know-how and turn this know-how in the area of turnout, rail technology, signaling system, and track superstructure, as well as maintenance, which is offered to our customers. And we're also happy to pass on this knowledge to these customers. And what we can say is, as we see, is the only way also that products and can be installed and serviced in a way which allows low cost as well as higher performance and better availability. Mm-hmm. So our training courses are aimed to a broad target group. I would say from a new entrance, colleagues which start in our industry, up to specialists, technical specialists, or even up to managers of the railway infrastructure business.
Sounds great. Thank you, Mr. Neureiter, for this further insight into the world of the Railway Systems Business Unit. It is quite remarkable what is offered here. It's not for nothing that they are the world market leader here, and it's not for nothing that we were able to easily fill two podcasts with content. I'm sure that listeners will also take away a lot for themselves and will feel even safer on their rail journeys in future. Thank you.
With pleasure. Thank you very much for the interview.
Once again, I will summarize the most important points for you at the end of today's episode. Full service provider, from the planning and design phase to maintenance and recycling. Voestalpine Railway Systems cover everything. Digital track management, the maintenance of intelligent turnouts works in a similar way to the maintenance of a modern car. The high-speed turnouts for the Semmering Base Tunnel and the Choralm Tunnel, for example, come from Voestalpine Railway Systems. Thank you once again for listening. If you like what you hear, subscribe to my podcast on the platform where you are currently listening. If this is Spotify, you can also activate the bell so that you are automatically reminded as soon as an episode is available. In the next episode, we are staying on track for the time being. We will be talking in detail about scrap logistics, which we already mentioned in podcast number 14. It will be of key importance for the transformation of steel production at the Voestalpine site in Linz. I would like to welcome three guests. Christoph Briemetshofer from Voestalpine Raw Materials Procurement, Thomas Stifter from CargoServe, and Wolfgang Höfer, who manages logistics at the scrapyard in Linz. My podcast is always published on the first Wednesday of the month, so we'll be back on November 6th. I look forward to having you join us again. Bye.
Voestalpine, one step ahead.